Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, across the country, across this great country, the US of A, across other countries, because recently I found out we're in a lot of countries. What's up, Thailand? What's up, Australia? What's up, Canada? What's happening down there in Korea? I see you. What's happening there in South Africa? I see you. I get a map now, and I can see where people are listening from. It's pretty freaking crazy, dude. Who thought, like, this technology is getting crazy. I don't even know how to explain it, by God. Listen, I'm excited to have the opportunity to come on here and talk to you guys every Monday night. It's a lot of fun. This program has been so much fun, and I enjoy it tremendously, and I love having the opportunity to come on and talk to everybody and give an outlet for chefs if they want it, for culinarians, for people all across the country, man. I enjoy doing it, so thank you for the opportunity for that, you guys. It means the world to me, and I hope you guys are enjoying it too. Maybe it provides a little bit of information, laughter, whatever it gets for you, but I hope either way you're enjoying the show tremendously. My name is Chef Plum. Welcome to Plum Love Food Live right here on Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn FM, and any place else you find your podcast. It is Monday. What's the date? Monday, June 19th. Good God, no, it's not right. That's not right. Is it June 19th? Jesus Christ, it's June 19th already. What's up, you guys? I cannot believe it's how fast it's going. The summertime is in full effect right now. We are getting crazy hot weather, rainy weather, then cold weather again. So who knows if it's really summer yet, but it's almost July. Hopefully it clears up then. Listen, stoked tonight, you guys. We have a very, very cool guest coming back to the show, making a triumphant return. My good buddy. And everybody's good buddy. The one and only Mr. Chef Chad Minton is going to be on the show. Founder of True Cooks. Coming on here. Big news what's happening with him. We all know he is now full-time working at True Cooks. It's amazing. So looking forward to following up, talking to Chad and seeing how things are going with the man. Because I haven't talked to him in a while. We've texted and stuff here and there, but I haven't had a good conversation with him in a bit. So looking forward to having the opportunity to talk to Chad a little bit and see what's going on with him and how things are doing, man. He was in New York for a bit. He's back to the West Coast. So it should be a lot of fun, man. I enjoy checking up and chatting. He always breaks knowledge for all the young cooks out there. The man's a very, very smart guy. That's loud. Let's go with it for a minute. I like buttery beats, and that feels a little buttery to me. Makes me want to lower my voice when I'm talking to you. Hope you guys checked out the pre-show. We're doing a pre-show now every Monday night at 9 o'clock on Station Head. If you haven't checked out Station Head yet, you need to. If you want to learn more about it, you can go back on the podcast here and listen to Mr. Jace K from Station Head being on. Station Head is pirate radio for everybody. You can get on, use promo invite code, not promo code, but invite code, Chef Plum. And you can get on there and check it out. A lot of fun. Works off Spotify, so a great thing to check out. If you don't have Spotify yet, get on there. It's 99 cents for the entire summer to check out Spotify Premium. And I tell you what, I'm digging it, man. I use Spotify Premium all the time now. A lot of great new bands on there. So what else is happening? I'll tell you what's happening. This Friday, a project I'm sure you've seen on social media, on the Instagrams, on the Twitters, on the Facebooks, we're working really, really hard on for several months, is officially airing the first episode. It's called Restaurant Road Trip, and basically it's showcasing some amazing restaurants people have here in Connecticut. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dive-Ins, kind of similar, but not exactly, but you get the idea. It's hosted and produced by yours truly. We are airing on WTNH, which is a ABC channel, so it's also going to be online. So we're going to post those. You can check it out. Love to hear feedback. Love to hear what you think. I'm really excited about it. We've been working so hard. We're so proud to show it to everybody. It's going to be like nothing you've seen. The way it's shot is super artistic. I'll just kill it, Kevin. How about that? I'm getting messages from our buddy Chef Katori. He's like, turn the music down. Sorry, buddy. I'll kill it. How about that? I like the buttery beats, though. It's shot super artistic. It's shot super, I don't know, man. It's not nothing you've never seen before the way it's done. I'm just so excited about it, man. I can't express to you how awesome it is. I'm so fired up about it, excited about it. There's a lot of other big things on the horizon, too, but I can't wait for everybody to see it, man. We're showcasing. The first one we're going to is this place called M-Bar. And M-Bar is in Mystic, Connecticut. And this place, it's a refurbished gas station. And what they've done is they've gone in and kept the feel of the gas station. I'm not saying there's like pumps and you fill up the gas and everything, but feels like that a little bit. And you go in, it's small, it's quaint, it's all local food. The kitchen is scary small, but the amount of food they're putting out of there is insane. The chef is doing a great job. And like I said, they really focus on local ingredients there and really showcasing the local ingredients. So I'm excited, man, for you guys to see that. I really, really am, because they're just killing it over there. And the guys we have working on the program are doing an amazing job. So, yeah, that's it. Can you tell I'm excited? I keep saying I'm excited. But, yeah, we're really fired up, man. We've got some great people. And, I mean, that's what you want, right? You want great people. You want creative people working together to make something super cool. And I think that's kind of what, in a kitchen, that's what we do, man. We have great people working together for one objective, to make something awesome. And I think that's the mentality that I bring to the table for sure when I'm working on these projects. But I don't know if everybody has that, but that's what I do. So, sorry, I'm reading a terrible text. I apologize. That was awful of me. But yeah, that's kind of the plan, man. So I hope you guys can check it out. Friday, it starts, it's going to be air at 9 a.m. I think it's going to be online shortly after that. Hopefully you guys could check it out, man. So it should be dope. Should be dope. I want to talk about caterings, man, because I don't know where to go. I'm trying to be careful what I say. It's the world that I work in, and it's the world that a lot of you guys also work in. But even if you don't, you work in a restaurant. I'm sure you've done large parties, which essentially could be catering as well. But what do you do when you have a rough one, when you have a party that the clientele's tough, the guests are tough to deal with, the guests are, or maybe one guest in particular is tough to deal with? How do you handle that? I think in my way, I smile, I'm nice, and I move on, and I just try to get through it to the best of my ability. But the weird part is what do you do when that one guest who is a primary contact for the party is that person? But everybody else in the party is nice as they can be, and they love the event. How does that work? What do you do with that? Because it's like the main person wants to tell you that they're not happy, but everyone else in the party is floored by everything, whether it's the service, whether it's the food, whatever the case may be. I'm not talking about any particular incidents or anything. I'm just talking in general. How do you handle that? It's a weird spot to be in for sure. But I think the way to do it, in my world at least, is you got to always remember, as tough as it gets, as annoying as it can be, the guest comes first. I mean, that's the truth. The guest comes first. So whether they're, you know, annoying, or that's all irrelevant. You got to keep them happy and do whatever it takes to make them happy and be able to, you know, shoulder off things that may not have been as pleasant, you know, or that might have happened to you or your staff. You got to be able to deal with that. And I think in my world, you know, sometimes that can be difficult because we deal with some high-end clientele. But the best way to do it is to smile, you know, wish them good luck or whatever, tell them have a great night, and just be kind about it. If someone needs something, you just get it. It's not about pointing out what's right or wrong, or if someone complains about something and you want to go correct them. Whether you're right or whether you're wrong is irrelevant. The point is you need to fix it to make them happy. Because even if, let's say, you make a dish and the dish comes out, And the guest is not happy with it. Well, even if the dish is served perfectly the way it's supposed to be served and they're not happy with it, it doesn't matter. What matters is the food, everything gets served the way that makes them happy. What matters is fixing it for them. What matters is, you know, smiling and doing it. That's what we do. We serve people, whether you like it or not. We're in a business of service. We're in the service industry. Whether it's the front, whether it's the back, whatever part of the house you're working in, we serve people. That's what we do. And you have to be able to deal with that. You have to be able to handle it. Listen, it's not every single day in this business is going to be all roses and unicorns and shit. It's not always that. Sometimes we have bad days. Does it mean you're a bad chef? No. Does it mean you're a bad server? No, not at all. It doesn't mean any of that. What it does mean is that we need to continue to do our jobs, continue to keep our standards high, and realize that, you know, you can't please everybody all the time. Sometimes it's not going to be as great as it was the day before. Sometimes it's not going to be as amazing as it was the day before. Does that mean you should lower your expectations, lower your standards? No. No. Fix it. And the good news is that we always have tomorrow. That sun's going to come up. That's the one thing I can guarantee you. That sun's going to come up tomorrow, and you get another chance at it, man. Keep that in mind. When you're dealing with tough customers, when you're dealing with customers who give you a hard time, whether it's the front of the house, back of the house, whatever it is, It's not about whether they're right or wrong. It's not about whether you messed up or whether you didn't. What it's about is making sure that they're happy. And if having to eat a little crow every now and then, that's what we do. Again, I can't say it enough. We are in the service industry. We serve people. We make people happy. And if you serve somebody some food, and even though if it's perfectly, it's served the exact way it's supposed to be, it's piping hot, it looks great, it tastes delicious, but if that guest doesn't like it, none of that matters. Why would you argue with them? Why would you tell them, no, this is how it's supposed to be done? That doesn't help anything. All that does is make them tell people they had a bad experience. That doesn't help anything. Fix it. Just fix it. It's that easy. All right, let me put this apple crate away, this soapbox away I was standing on, and get off of it. And I had an issue this past weekend, which is where I'm coming from with all this. Anyway, you guys, excited about the show tonight. Excited to have Chad returning. True Cooks is in the house. I'm excited to catch up and see what's going on. So should be a great conversation. I'm gonna play a tune. I'm gonna get a beer popped and make sure all my ducks in a row. And when we come back right here on Plum Love Foods Live, we're gonna hang out with the one and only Chef Chad Minton. We'll be right back, guys. Stay right there. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live.
With friends like you, who needs enemies? You ain't right, you ain't never gonna be. You're out of the car, I'm afraid you've been the incline. You shake my hand while you're pissing on my leg. I'm cutting you loose, I don't need this misery. Your soul is toxic, you ain't no friend of mine. Catch you, gonna stab my back.
of my favorite Souls of the Source songs right there, Far Behind. What a great band, man. I really dig those guys. So check it out, man. Tonight, our guest, the one and only Chef Chad Mintz, I'll tell you what, in this business, whether it's from a culinary standpoint, an entertainment standpoint, whatever you want to look at, I've had the opportunity. I've been humbled enough to meet some super cool people, some very inspiring people, which is a key word there. And our guest tonight, again, he falls right in that category. I mean, Chad's a great guy, man. He's a very inspirational guy to talk to. I mean, you look at a guy who is, come up in this business and is now at a point where he's doing what he's doing with a company that started from nothing to where now it's a full-time job for him, man. If that's not inspirational, I don't know what is. Again, one of the good ones here in the business, one of the guys that I'm happy I can call a buddy of mine, a friend of mine. I'm happy to have him back here on the show. Just really is a great human being. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Chef Chad Mintz. Chef, good evening, man. What's going on?
Wow. Thanks for the intro, brother.
Been a minute, right?
Those that come from nothing. Yeah, man. We're here. What's good, brother? It's nice to hear your voice, man. It's always good to Absolutely. Talk to you, man. What's happening with you? You got a bunch of stuff going on, I see. I'm stalking you on social media.
Yeah, man, it's all good, man. A lot of hard work is starting to finally pay off for me a little bit, though, which is a good thing, though, man. And we're really excited. Got a new show premiering this Friday, and but the whole point is to show what other really great chefs are doing and give them a platform. And it's kind of always been about, man. And whether it's this program or whether it's doing something with television to do that, that's what I want to do. I want to promote these guys who are working their asses off, and so I've got the vehicle to do that now, and I'm really excited about it, man. I can't wait.
The king of Connecticut.
And hey, listen, we're going to take this bigger and further too. I think that's the plan. The good news is the company that we're doing it with has 150 stations all across the country, so we'll see what happens with it. But more importantly, I didn't mean to pull you out of your retirement chair tonight to come on to have a conversation. I need to put down your cup of broth and take your robe off to come on, but bro. I'm so fucking happy for you, man. I can't believe that this is where you are now, man. For those of you who don't, just tell everybody, I'm sure everybody knows, but tell them what happened with the job, with True Cooks now, and what's going on.
Yeah, thanks for that, man. Tanya and I have been talking about this for the past couple of years, and, really what it came down to was doing our taxes this year, and it was the third year that it became very evident that by me choosing to stay in the kitchen is a very selfish maneuver, because I'm limiting our ability to grow this brand that people love and cherish and are getting married from and are having kids through and are networking and having jobs and creating all these awesome opportunities. And it's by me choosing to stay in the kitchen, I feel like I was really doing a disservice to True Cooks, and it breaks my heart, because I love my job. I love all the cooks there. I love Poncho. A lot of people in True Cooks know that Poncho is my sous chef. I hired him through True Cooks, and that was our family, and I had every intention of working out the rest of my career at that property, but doing 70 hours a week, as executive chef, in addition to trying to grow a brand that's actually people fucking love, and I have to respect that, and I have to put that all of my energy into this now. So that's kind of the look, man. I've been quote unquote retired from professional cooking now for about a month, and it feels fucking weird, bro. I'm not gonna lie, it feels weird. Obviously I've been keeping busy with True Cook shit, but I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning making calls to the East Coast. I get all of that shit out of the way, and then I go out and I water the yard. We've got all the herbs, the flowers, all of the shit everywhere. So I spend an hour every morning watering the yard, feed the squirrels. I got a great fucking tan. It's such a trip, man. It was last month. It was a Saturday afternoon last month, and it was really sunny, nice out. And Tanya and I were doing some True Cook shit, and I was just like, hey, we should go to town. It's Saturday. That's what people do, right? And it was the weirdest fucking thing. We were like, this is literally, since we've known each other, like our first Saturday night, you know, out walking around, you know, doing stuff. And, you know, and then that rolled into the next day, which was Mother's Day. And like, that was the first, I honestly, man, really think that was the first Mother's Day I haven't worked in 25 years.
God, it's so weird, isn't it, man? I can't even imagine. That's insane.
It is. And you know, it's weird too, man, because like, I mean, it's bittersweet, you know, leaving, you know, I mean, all of my cooks, they understood the situation, you know, I think that they respected it. I mean, they weren't very happy to see me leave, but they understood that I wasn't leaving to go be the chef of the hotel across the street. You know what I mean? Like, right. They knew that I was going to try to pursue this thing that is my wife and I's, and it's something that we've built that, you know, has a life of its own now, and we have to respect that.
Man, and it has. It's grown to such a, I mean, it's just such a crazy, I don't know, it's like a living, breathing thing, and I can't, I mean, all the people I've met through True Cooks, like, I've got some really great friends because of this stuff, man, and it's insane.
Likewise.
It's crazy, and it's grown. Like, you got to just take a step back every now and then and go, holy shit, I haven't worked in the hotel in a month. It's a Saturday night. I'm off. It's Mother's Day. I'm off. I'm hanging out with my wife at night, all because I made a T-shirt. Like, that's got to just kind of hit you sometimes, right?
Well, there's a lot more pressure, you know. Every day, you know, it's like I feel like I have a tendency to put a lot of pressure on myself, and sure. You want to continue to do better. You want to continue to, you know, take what you did yesterday and learn from it and grow, and you know. So we're doing all of that shit, and it's just it some things just take fucking forever, man. And it's like, that's the part where, you know, you're dealing with, you know, manufacturers, you're dealing with all of these different people that you have to deal with to get shit made. And you don't get the kind of follow-up you get when you're at work and you're the chef. You know what I mean? It's like, bro, you have no idea who you think, you have no idea who I think I am. Can you please call me back? You know, it's like people don't call back and I get frustrated, you know? And so, you know, but man, we're working on tons of shit though, man. We really are, you know, like, you know, I've been able to spend a lot more time on the illustrator, working with the artist Thatcher, who's just a fucking amazing, just God, heaven send, you know, for us. So we got a lot of really cool new shit coming out with soft goods, but you know, really the big thing, and I don't really think it's a secret. You know, I certainly talk about it enough, but you know, we've been working on tools for like fucking 2 years now, man. And I'm kind of at the end of my rope right now, man, because I've got about $10,000 invested right now in a fucking pair of tongs that I still haven't seen a final sample of. So that's coming together. That you know, the vegetable peeler, wooden spoon, tongs, fish spat, plating tweezers, all of that stuff is all going to come out soon, and that'll be the new layer, really, of True Cooks. Is the soft goods will always be the limited run, you know, soft goods exclusive to the website, and then the tools. Well, the tools are probably going to add a whole other layer to this thing. And what's taking so fucking long is that we're using kind of a space age process, titanium nitrating, these things. And it's a process, sealing process, that's used in surgical equipment. And it's going to allow us to make some really, really cool stuff. And, holy, you know, shit. It's just fucking taking forever, man. titanium nitrating. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when do we see the first round of this stuff, you think? I know you haven't seen samples of the tongs and whatnot, but are we thinking end of summer? Are we thinking, you know?
Well, we're doing another round of those gold plated plating tweezers. Shit. Everybody seemed to like those a lot. And so we're doing another round of those. Those will be ready probably in another couple of weeks. But the Supply Co., True Cook Supply Co. tools, they have to drop in the fourth quarter. You know, they have to. So if it means I have to, if I have to fucking fly to, you know, Shanghai and pick up Cantonese on the way there and, you know, get to the bottom of this mold making nonsense, then that's what it's going to be, you know. But yeah, it's got to be the fourth quarter.
Wow, man. Well, that's exciting, dude. That's really fucking dope, man. And you got to, obviously, we're talking a new drop coming out. Go ahead.
Yeah. Next month. Yeah, next month. It should probably be like the first or second week of July. We're just waiting on the delivery of a couple of things, and then of course we're going to Miami this weekend. So we'll be out there for like 5 days.
Yeah, man. The Miami meetup, man. That's gonna be a lot of fun. Miami party. What's the story? What's
happening
out there?
Well, that's a big one too that I want to do. You know, and I think that. You know, when you're talking about an atmosphere of people wanting fair wages, where cooks are feeling neglected, where there's a shortage of cooks being reported, you know, there's people feel like they're not appreciated. Well, here's a company that is by cooks for cooks. So what I can do, you know, and I can't do something for every fucking cook in the world. I can't. But what we can do is we can go to people's town and throw branded True Cooks parties and get every fucking cook and every food and beverage, hospitality, restaurant worker in that city and get them together, put them in one room and have a party. And you guys create opportunities for one another. You network. You blow off some steam, you have a great party, whatever, but that's what we're going to do. So the first one's on this Sunday in Miami, and Plum, you were at the one in New York, and basically all we're going to do is exactly what we did in New York on a rooftop in Miami. You know, DJ Marlin's going to be in the house. I mean, everybody's going to be there but you. Do the podcast down there, man. What's the matter with you?
I know, bro. It's the busy season for me, man. There's just no fucking chance. I mean, I don't have a day off for the next 63 days, I think. I'm just straight. It's the busy season, you know. Doing what I do, I'm out in the Hamptons, brother, just not fucking stopping. But you got to make it while you can, you know. That's why everything works seasonal, you know. So that's what we do. So I want to go to Miami. I would fucking love it.
I shouldn't say if. I should say that after Miami is successfully completed, we're going to announce the next city where we're going to go to. And there's a very good likelihood we're going to have a little bit more sponsorship, which will mean that we'll be able to make it a little bit more memorable. But that's really all I can say right now.
Nice, man. Well, good. That sounds amazing, dude. I want you guys all to have a great time down there for sure, man. I mean...
it's gonna be dope, man. We got Jeremy Ford, you know, Top Chef winner last season. He's gonna be there making snacks for people. You know, Paulie Cooks is gonna be down there. You know, there's gonna be a slew of people. And then, you know, on top of all of that, Chef's Roll has got their Versace Mansion dinner the following night. So the 26 chefs that are there for that, including Dominic Kren and Jeremiah Tower, will also be at our party. So that's going to be kind of cool too.
Amazing. What a great night that's going to be, man. And it's a ticketed event, right? Can people still get tickets or no?
Same deal as New York, man. We wanted to do pre-ticket sales just to ensure, just so that people know that, you know, if they're taking time off, if they're, you know, leaving their town to go to this thing, the tickets kind of ensure that they're going to get in. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we sold out all the tickets that we wanted to sell out. We have a player stash off to the side that, you know, we'll probably do some fun stuff this Saturday. I'm not sure what it looks like yet, but it'll be me, Steve Brown, Paulie Cooks, Jeremy Ford, and Chad White running around Miami, and we'll probably give away tickets to cooks.
Yeah, that won't be fun. That sounds awesome, dude.
You know, we might, we, awesome, you know,
that's badass.
Yeah, each one of us will probably post something on Instagram, say, hey, you know, we're at the Cabana Bar on, you know, Palm Tree Drive. come over right now, the first five cooks to show up, I got free tickets for you. You know, because I want cooks to be there. You know what I mean? This is not a foodie. It's not a foodie event. This is fucking true cooks. You know what I mean? So it's like,
I hate that fucking
the more. Yeah, I know. So like, the more cooks we can have there, you know, the better. I don't want the Whole Foods crap. Sorry, Whole Foods. Right. No offense, but you got your own thing. We got ours.
Well, it's Amazon now, right? It's the Amazon crowd. It's Amazon.
Yeah, hell yeah, yeah. That's right. Oh, shit.
What kind of fucking world do we live in now? It's fucking insane, isn't it? That's just crazy talk. I don't know. It's whatever. It's weird. We live in a strange world now, brother. I don't know. It's for the young. It's not for you and I anymore.
You know, it's so funny you mentioned that, dude. I posted this meme about 3 years ago, and it was this really kind of classy black and white, very artsy photo. It might have been from like a black and white yoga, like nude yoga photo shoot.
Yeah.
And it was of a very, you know, again, very classy done woman's ass.
Right.
And it said, what did it say? You know, so it's behind you.
It's awesome.
Three years ago, we posted that thing. Man, it must have got 1,000 likes. And back then, that was like unheard of. It was like, oh my God, yeah, it's amazing. And everybody loved it, you know, and, you know, tons of great feedback. Everybody got it. Like, everybody laughed. Well, it's been about 5 months ago. You know, it was Saturday night, the all-important 9:30 post, and it slipped my mind. I didn't know what the fuck to post. So I was just scrolling through all of these old, you know, pictures. I said, oh, fuck yeah, we haven't used this in a long time. We'll put this up. And I put that thing up, and Plum, I'm not even kidding, dog. People were telling me to fuck off. They were telling each other to fuck off. It's masochistic.
Why?
Yeah, true cooks is fucking assholes. Fucking yo, this dude. I it was getting kind of rude, so I started deleting each other people's arguments that they're arguing with each other, and then I had this dude screen grab and then posted it on Twitter for an unfollow campaign of true cooks because they don't love women. They're, you know, talking bad about women and all of this shit.
Come on.
And bro, when you're talking about it's a crazy world we live in, man, like the political climate, you know, like people's sensitivities are at an all-time new high. Things that were funny.
Everyone's got a
mission, people thought that were funny, you know, 2 years ago is now fodder for social justice warriors.
Dude, everyone's got a mission in life now. Everyone's got to be offended by something. It's just, dude, I tell you offline about a party I had this weekend. It was just, it was ridiculous. Everybody, they have to have a reason. Everyone wants to be a social warrior. You know, they're here to fix the world and save everything. And
right.
Just stop it. Just stop. Just do you. How about this? You don't like the post? Don't like it. Just scroll up. It goes away that quick. You don't have to fucking pay attention to it. I mean,
yeah, it's funny. I typically don't spend any time at all on things that I'm not interested in. So,
yeah.
So, you know, Kathy Griffin doesn't really bother me because I don't really fuck with Kathy Griffin. So I'm not really tripping on what Kathy Griffin has to say about the president. You know, it just doesn't apply to me. At the same time,
I couldn't,
you know, like,
couldn't agree more.
If you ever want a good laugh, you know, you need to go look at some of the Facebook comments on the True Cooks page. It is amazing because, like, it is, man. Like, you know, and Facebook is a tough nut to crack, you know, like in terms of engagement. And for whatever reason, like, people feel compelled to, like, just open up on there. And, like, I think I've got a pretty good grasp of, like, the, you know, the 100, maybe 150 really core, you know, true cooks, friends and family, you know, even outside of their Instagram handles. The people that are commenting on Facebook, I have no fucking idea who they are. And people put some crazy shit on there, man. They really do. And, you know, it's funny because I've got kind of like, I'm not being condescending, but I'm being extremely condescending in replying to some of them where it's like, oh, hey, you know, hey, thanks so much for taking the time to put your thoughts down and comment in our community. You know, we all really appreciate your feedback. And You know, and then like people, and then people will come back and be like, "Oh, fucking A, yeah, you guys are cool." And it's like, "Oh, okay. Well, we turned that around. We changed the conversation with you one crazy person at a time."
That didn't take long. Huh? One comment, me being nice to you and being the, but you're not even being nice. They think you are, but you're not. That's fucking great, man. You can't pay attention.
It's all
to
psychological, I mean, you know.
Yeah, the negativity is just.
You know,
crazy,
yeah,
man. But
yeah,
it's weird,
the same thing
it's a
with
weird
cooking.
World now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, dude. It's a weird world now, man. Like I had a, I did a party a couple weeks ago, out in the Hamptons, and the client, before she hired me, dog, she wanted to know what my social media following. She goes, "Hey, can you send me your socials? I want to make sure you have a big enough following." I went, "What?
That's weird.
You want to see my, dude? It's happened to me 3 times this season already. People want to know, especially like you know the she parties. They want to know so they can say who's at my party and they can post about it. They want to talk about it because it's becoming a world now where it's not about the, it's about taking pictures of the food and about being there, not eating it. I don't know. It bothers me a lot. And it's almost gotten to, excuse me, a point now where you have guys who are working the line or working the event. And, bro, I lose my mind. Stop taking pictures of the food before you put it out. Like, especially, listen, in the middle of service. That's what I'm talking about. I don't mean, like, you know, before and after. Fine. Middle of service. Before you're putting the food up, you're going to take a picture of it. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
I'm
you know, that's
dick, but...
it sucks because I have so few pictures of Poncho and I working together just because we were always
working,
you know?
Yeah,
exactly. You know, and it's like the kitchen photos that I have are all kind of posy. You know, it's always like, you know, standing with your arm around somebody. It's not working because
right.
When you're working, you're not taking any fucking pictures.
Well, you better not be.
So,
but we got a generation of cooks now, bro. It's a generation of cooks now who it seems to be more about that than actually cooking the food, and that's not where I came
from.
I know it's not where you came from.
I don't see that so much. I mean, I remember back in the day, man. Like we used to always have those fucking disposable cameras, and we would use those to like shoot pictures of food or kitchen pictures or whatever. And
yeah,
it wasn't too crazy to pull those things out and shoot them. You know, I think that there's going to be an evolution of Instagram food photography. You know, I mean, I physically like 100 pictures a day minimum, and have every day for 5 years, you know, I feel like I can speak pretty comfortably about the state of food photography on Instagram. And for me, you know, the aerial straight shot of a composed plate is fucking boring. And at this point, it doesn't really matter what you put on it, what you do to it. You know, it's like, it's still that overhead shot down of a plate of food that I'm not going to eat now, which also probably wasn't made, at least on the big ones, was not made for anybody to eat in the first place. It was just made for a fucking Instagram picture. So, you know, Steve Brown and I were talking about this just a couple of days ago. And, you know, I'm really liking banqueting photos. I'm really liking photos of like 50 plates, 100 plates, a big dish out, you know, because there's some authenticity to that. You know, it's not so clinical. I don't feel like it's, a housewife or some little, you know, food nerd that's read some fucking books and isn't even cooking anything, but is just, you know, kind of just plating things that are kind of arbitrary. And, you know, I think that whole primals, I think really rustic stuff is interesting. It'll be interesting to watch like how it evolves over the next few years. You know, I mean, food porn's the number one hashtag, you know, it always has been. You know what I mean? It's like you see trends come and go. Like the most recent one is that place, out of the Lower East Side where they do those crazy milkshakes with like fucking cupcakes and ding-dongs sticking out of them and like all of this shit. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So So you see a lot, I've seen that, like a lot of that, like knockoffs of that, like whether it be on ice cream cones or, you know, but a lot of milkshakes, a lot of like over the top, just absolutely fucking ridiculous, like hard to eat, silly shit, you know, the burger with the fucking 10, you know, burger patties on it, you know, with the melted cheese all over the place. You know, there's a lot of wasteful things that are being photographed that nobody's eating. I fucking know they're not eating them, you know.
Well, I think what I'm seeing a lot, too, is that you're seeing a lot of restaurants. And you know, I follow a ton of these restaurants. And you're seeing a lot of restaurants post pictures, right? But not of food or of service. Of like, here's our wall, our hipster little painted, you know, or graffitied wall.
Well, sure. And
we'll put hot girls
and that's their brand. And their brand. And you know they you know you have to tell a story, you know, and some restaurant story is different, you know, than the chef's story.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you got to post your brand, I get it, but I want to see some food too, man. Like, you know, that's what makes me want to go to your restaurant. That's what makes I mean, listen, if I wasn't a married guy, I'd probably say, listen, I don't give a fuck about the food. Look at the hot girl that's hanging out there. Let's go there. That's gonna be dope. But it's not always
you know what I'd like to do. I'd like to bring back those fucking scratch and sniff stickers. You remember those things when you were a kid? The fucking scratch and sniff stickers?
Yeah,
you scratch
fuck
them
yeah.
and you sniff them.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Right? Imagine if you did like gourmet flavors. Like if you had like like fucking confit fennel or fucking saffron or you know, whatever.
Tortini
like,
mustard.
Just different. Exactly. Scratch, sniff, sniff. That'd be fun, right?
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. Well, I think it's cool to see just all the things that have happened from it, and you see people who are building brands because of the brand that you built, and people who have, I'm not saying who are, you know, riding the tailcoats or doing, but they're doing their own thing, and they've had the opportunity to do that, and from a positive standpoint, I just think it's great. I mean, look at, there's guys all over the place. You know, our friend who's doing Chef Spoons is great. He sent me some stuff. This guy is killing it. His spoons are awesome. You know, our buddy Kevin Levine down there is doing Hot Blocks, which are great. It's just cool to see these guys taking positive steps. Because, you know, partly due to, you know, being involved with True Cooks or being a part of the family, you know, being able to do fun things with that and from something that you created, which I think is great. It's a really, you know, it's a testament to you, I think.
It's a testament to the brand and it's a testament to our trade, you know, and you know, those guys are good guys, you know, and the fact that we can inspire somebody to start their own chef-owned business, I mean, that's fucking rad, man, you know, and that was my big motivation, you know, one of my big motivations for trying to get True Cooks off the ground in the first place is like, I was just so bummed looking through food magazines and just like, oh my God, here's another quote-unquote celebrity chef spokesperson for some brand I don't care about. You know, there's nothing that was ever made for chefs and cooks by a chef and by a cook that was fucking true and honest and not controlled by a fucking committee. And, you know, the more I find out, you know, kind of how this industry of manufacturing goods and selling goods, you know, to the culinary field works, the more I'm going to make it a point to only work with chef-owned brands. And,
right.
You know, there's a guy, you know, out of Southern California, Carlos with Lost Car, Chef's Jackets.
Lost Car, yeah.
And yeah, they
I'm wearing one
flew
right now, brother.
Totally, they flew totally
right
under
now.
Flew totally under my radar, you know, and you know, after meeting Carlos at a chef's roll event last year, I was just so impressed with, you know, with him, you know, taking the gamble, the risk that he did to, you know, start, you know, Lost Car. I was just so impressed with that, you know, and he's a hustler and he's a worker and he's a chef and he's a dad. And, you know, these are the kinds of people that, you know, moving forward, I want to work with because, you know, Plum, quite frankly, there's a lot of people that have financial interests in, you know, in our world that have no connection whatsoever to the restaurant, hospitality, food. So forget being a fucking chef. They never even worked in a fucking restaurant. And there's a lot of brands out there that are like that. And whether it's, you know, these different, you know, ones that are trying to create, you know, these LinkedIn type of models for cooks. There's a lot of different ones out there, but you know, it would be shocking for a lot of your listeners to find out just exactly how few chef-owned brands are out there, you know, that are watching us, that are liking our photos, that are stalking us on social media, that are, you know, watching our every move. You know, I mean, I had a, you know, some talks with a very big network recently, and I, you know, first off, I was shocked that they would even approach me, because I've been somewhat outspoken about cooking programs and you know, that channel in particular, and you know, it didn't work out for me, but their interest is in True Cooks, and they know all about True Cooks, and they've been watching it since day one.
I know.
So, it's interesting.
Is that the one,
you know,
that,
like, when you start finding out
about?
Of course. What else would it be? Of course. You think I'm talking
thing,
to fucking, you know, big time New York producers on my own? I need you for that, bro. Come on.
Well, the funny part is, man, look, it's a great story, because they pay attention and they follow me on social, and they know that, you know, I send you the message saying congratulations, and they notice that, and they're like, oh, fuck, can you help us get in touch with him? And I was like, yeah, but he might tell you to fuck off. Like, I don't think it's not his thing. You know, I'll check and see. You know, I'm not going to fucking just give your number out to anybody. But,
no, I appreciate that. You know, but again, when you're talking about a bigger, you know, I have to look at things in a very mature lens now, and have to really weigh what's best for the brand. You know, there were other factors before, but now it's just True Cooks. So, you know, if there's something, if I can do some stupid thing that would then open up a door to be able to do, you know, a True Cooks, you know, program, I might be willing to do some weird shit, you know?
Well, look, man, you know,
because the True Cooks program is not about me. It's about all of our fans, friends, family, all over the country and world.
Well, you know, you got a friend here who's always willing to help, man. Whatever I can do, I'll do for sure. And like I said, they sent me the message, and I said, let me ask him first. I'm not just going to give you his fucking number. And, you know, I did this big, long spiel. I was like, he's probably going to tell you to fuck off. It's not really his thing. And you texted me like, yeah, I'll fucking talk to him. I was like, God damn it. Now I'm an asshole.
No, they were real cool, man. And, you know, I'll tell you what, Plum, they really – really had some very flattering things to say about you. You're real high on their list.
Well, I appreciate it. I've actually turned down a couple of projects recently. That's a whole other story in itself. I'm not going to go in there and fucking just do some stupid shit. But whatever. No, long story short. But I'm glad to hear that. You know, I said at the top of the show, man, the product I'm working on now and the stuff I've done with Edible Magazine, dude, for me, I don't know. It's not... It sounds weird. It's not about me. It never has been. Even this show, it's not about me. It's about giving.
You
got to
pay the bills, though. Baby got to eat.
Well, yeah, dude, no doubt about it. But like, if I can give a platform for people to show what they're doing and showcase what, you know, I don't know, like show even with the farmers and things like that. Like, to me, it's what I want to do. I mean, I think the rest of it comes. You just try to be a good person. That's all. And if I can get out there and run my mouth and talk and. Dude, I've been good at two things in my life, brother. I've been good at cooking food and making dick jokes. That's the only two things I'm good at in life. And thankfully, we live in a world now where that's worth something. So that's what we go with. And, you know, listen, the good news is that if they reach out once, trust me, they'll reach out again. That's what they do.
Maybe not after this broadcast.
Actually, I've caught so much shit. Listen, all right, I'll get a quick story. So recently on this program, I'm not sure if you saw it, but I think you did. I think you actually liked it on Instagram. But I had Guy Fieri on, and Guy's PR people. And let me tell you something: if you listen to that show and don't like Guy Fieri after you hear that program, you don't have a pulse. Guy Fieri gave me his PR said you have 20 minutes, right? And I was like, immediately, I just get defensive. I'm like, 20, but we'll see about that. So the conversation goes like this, brother. The whole time, I refer to him as chef. I'm incredibly respectful of the fact that he is a chef. I never bring up Food Network once. Never. We talk.
Is
food,
he really a chef? I didn't think he was a chef. Is he a chef? I didn't know.
He's got as much experience in the business as we do.
Well, I know he does, but, you know.
He came from line cooking. He came from... I don't think he, I think he went to some culinary school when he was younger, but nothing like, I don't know where he went, but he's been working, man. He was a line cook, worked his way up, fucking became a kitchen manager, then a chef of the restaurant, then bought a restaurant. I mean, he's worked his way up, but here's the story, you know, as big as that dude is, the entire time, I never bring up Food Network. I'm never like, so what kind of product do you put in your hair, guy? None of that shit. It was like, right. Chef, talk about the young cooks working in the business. Talk about, you know, that sort of thing. Like, how do you see social media affecting the restaurant business and all that stuff? And, bro, he gave me 50 minutes because we were talking. And then he sent a message to me saying that was one of the greatest interviews I've ever had in my life.
Well, he doesn't get a chance. He doesn't get a chance to talk about stuff like that too often, probably.
Right, and no one ever.
You know, it's funny, man, because it's funny because, you know, I think that now that I have a little perspective in my life, you know, I'm not as young as I used to be, you know, like you kind of like cooking is so like professional cooking at a high level is extremely competitive, and if you want to be chef, sous chef, you have to play the game, and
for sure
it's so competitive, and for the longest time it's about what your skill set is, what you can do, what you know, what you can make, what you, yes chef, you know, what you can mark off the list, what station you can run, and then your career kind of starts changing as you start moving up the ranks, because then it's all about the team, and you know, I was chef de cuisine for 10 years and, you know, my whole world was the cooks, the sous chefs that I worked with every day, you know, but then you become executive chef, you know, and then for the past 10 years, I've had like 40, 50 employees and it's no longer about me anymore. It's about my success lies in how I can develop these other people's skills, how I can develop their career progression, how I can create professional opportunities for them. Your entire scope, your paradigm shifts from me to team. And I know that the most successful executive chefs, you know, these you know, there's a handful of guys in the country that have really big hotels that are do a really nice job, you know, have huge brigades. Their success lies in their team building and their ability to keep everybody, you know, there, engaged, happy. You know, look, as executive chef, you're still working for a company. You still have an ownership group. You still have a general manager. You can't just write fucking, you know, promotions. Hey, line cook, you did a great job tonight. Here's $25 an hour. You know, it doesn't work like that. Businesses don't work like that. And you know, you have to work so hard and so strategically to be able to create opportunities for people to make a buck more an hour or $2 more an hour or what have you. You know, it really, like, at least, you know, for the last several years of my career, you know, it has not been about what I can make, but what I can do for everybody else. And I just want to carry that vibe on with True Cooks, you know, but now just all of my time goes to that. So that 70 hours a week that was sucked away in the kitchen now goes straight to True Cooks.
Well, dude, that's a kind of, ever since I've known you, that's been your MO. You're always about promoting people and, you know, with you and promoting other people and, you know, whether it's in the kitchen or whether it's via True Cooks or whatever the machine is that's doing it. That's always been your thing, man. You know, we got to take care of the people who we are with. And I think that that's one of the things I think you and I see so eye to eye on, that you do that, the rest of it kind of falls into place. And, dude, you're definitely,
well, you know, the thing is, Plum, is that nobody's getting rich cooking. You know, nobody's getting rich cooking. Yeah, the sous chef makes a little bit more than the line cook, and the chef, you know, makes a little bit more than the sous chef. And, you know, but at the end of the day, nobody's getting rich, and you all have a kind of a stressful job to do. You know, you have to hold yourself and others at very high standards. You have to work at a quick pace. And, you know, just some of the simple basics of our job can, even in the chillest atmosphere, can create kind of a hostile work environment, you know, and it's just part of it. I guess my point is that it's not always the nicest work. So, and we're not getting paid as much as the guests that we're feeding. So, you know, what do you have left? Well, the only thing you have left is your camaraderie. The only thing you have left is the love of your job, and how much fun can we have while we're doing this? You know, the last 2 weeks I worked, man, I swear to God, dude, I laughed so fucking hard. Like the last 2 weeks I worked, like, I made it a point, like, every day I'm like, fucking today we're going to laugh harder than we've ever fucking laughed in this kitchen ever. And we did it every fucking day up to my last day. You know, like, my last day, nobody was crying. Everybody was fucking laughing. We were having such a good time, you know, and that is the kind of place I want to work in, you know, and that's the kind of crew I want to be with, you know.
Well, dude, before I let you go, man, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Great to hear your voice and just hear. I mean, you sound
likewise,
amazing.
Man. Likewise.
You sound great, dude. You just sound awesome. Like, you sound
Thank you.
Like you're ready to take on the world, and I love that. Not to take it back to maybe a sadder point, but that last day, I mean, you've been in this business a long time, and you know that you're taking the next step in your life. You're going to do something different. That last day, you're handing the keys over. You know, you're done. You know, the passing of the guard. What was that like? Was that hard? Was it just a difficult day? Were you just like, you got there in the morning and you're dreading that evening as it's coming, or how was it for you?
It was kind of surreal. You know, I mean, we had a little bit of unexpected turnover about a month before I left, and it kind of complicated Poncho and I's big plan. And it was also quite busy. So the last month or so I was there, I did all the banquets, and Poncho focused on the restaurant, and then I would expo on, you know, Friday, Saturday nights after we'd sent the functions. And, you know, long story short, you know, you can't have a company called True Cooks and go out like a bitch. You can't. So I made it a point that my last day was on a banquet for 150 people. I made sure that I sent that fucking thing by myself with the cafeteria lady. I made sure that we had the most fun. It was the coolest wedding. I plated all of the salads, all of the entrees, all of the desserts. When everything was wiped down, done, finish, lights off, leave with the dinner cook. Yeah, I stretched it out, man. Of course I stretched it out, you know, like I probably spent a little longer on the produce order, you know, I probably spent a little longer on the fish order, you know, just, you know, it's so funny, Plum, because like the only phone number I know by heart is fucking San Francisco Specialty Produce.
God, yeah,
I don't know my wife's phone number. I don't know Omar's phone number. I don't know, you know, Paulie's number. I don't know people's phone number that I call, you
right,
know, fucking
right.
Oriana. I probably talk to her fucking once a day. I have no idea what her phone number is. You know, but the fucking San Francisco produce, I can call, you know, get the Brussels sprouts tomorrow. Yeah, no problem. But it's bittersweet, man. I mean, I love this shit, Plum, you know, and, you know, we owe it to the business. We owe it to all of the cooks, all of the chefs that love True Cooks to really not just keep it going, but to make it thrive.
Well, the good news is, man, it's a life skill that you have, and no matter what happens to True Cooks, you'll always have it. It ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, it'll always be there.
No. We're eating good here at the house. I promise you that.
There you go. Well, awesome, man, dude. Honestly, it's awesome to talk to you. Great to hear your voice, and just, I mean, you sound, like I said, you sound amazing. You sound like you're just reinvigorated. You're ready to fight up the world. I love it. New drops
for
True Cooks next month, man. Can't wait to see those.
Yep.
And of course, these tools, let's make this happen, dude. I want some True Cooks tongs.
It's coming, buddy. It's coming, but you're not going to get them until they're the most, you know, amazing pair of tongs you've ever had, you know, and that's the point. That's, you know, we could have put something out that was in, it was gold, but it wasn't that great. So it took another year.
Right. Damn. Well, I look forward to seeing them, brother, for sure, because everything I know you guys are doing, you do it fucking from the heart, and it's badass, and that's what it's about. And listen, have a great time down in Miami, dude. I wish I could be there. I tell you what, if it was a month sooner, I would have been there. I would have been there, but I got to work, brother. But you guys have an amazing time, and put one back for me, all right?
Well, you'll be at the next one, and you'll get a little advance notice on this one.
Sweet. Well, I love it, man. I'd love to be there for it. And listen, again, you guys, if you haven't done so, I don't need to tell you, truecooks.com, get on there, check out some shit, check out what he's got, a new drop coming up, support it. And of course, if you're just happen to be hanging out on your break, having a cigarette on the Instagram, look at the True Cooks hashtags, man. Make some friends. It's really easy to do. Everybody out there is very, very cool when it seems when it comes down to using the hashtag. So check it out for sure, man. Chad, brother, yeah. I'm so happy for you, brother. You just have no idea. Like, I just love to see people who are doing it, man. And you're doing it. You're doing it.
Thank you, brother, man. I appreciate it. It's been a wild ride, you know, but we wouldn't be shit, you know, without good people like you on our side, you know. And there's so fucking many more rad, like fucking really rad ladies and gentlemen out there just like you that fucking back TC. So thank you, everybody. I sincerely want to thank everybody. You know, you guys, I love you all, and I can't wait to see everybody in Miami.
There you go, man. Hey, tell Tanya I said what's up, all right?
No doubt, brother. Likewise, man. And thank you very much for having us on the show, man. I appreciate it. You're ready to take over the world. I want to be there for the ride.
Hey, look, if you get a chance, check out what I'm wearing. I'm always rocking True Cooks gear on every fucking TV thing I do. Seriously, check it out. It's dope.
You don't think I see that? I appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Hey, look, man. Pleasure as always. Open door. You know you have it here, man. And I'll holler at you soon, all right?
My man. Thank you, Plum. I'll talk to you later, brother.
See you, buddy. Take care. All right, guys. There he goes. The one and only Chef Chad Minton. What a great guy, man. I tell you what, if you can't listen to that guy talk and feel inspired, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. He's a great guy. Make sure you check out truecooks.com and, of course, truecooks on Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you very much for spending a few minutes here with us this evening right here on Plum Love Foods Live. Hope you enjoyed the program. And, of course, if you do listen the following day on iTunes or something like that, do me a favor, give me a rate and review, give it a 5-star rating, click that shit, subscribe, it'll show up free on your phone Tuesday morning. You'll have it right there. Listen to it while you drive to work, listen to it while you're working. Check it out. This show is for cooks, man. It's for culinary people and hospitality people. That's what we do here. Big shout out to my buddy Chef Chad Minton. What a great guy, dude. We love that guy very, very much. Great human being, just doing things, inspiring people. I don't think he'll ever stop doing that, so big shout out to him. Anyway, you guys, we will see you next Monday night for sure, right here in the same bat station, bat time. If you haven't done so yet, make sure you download Station Head. It's going to be a great show this Wednesday. I'm hanging out live show with Brooklyn Band. With the Brooklyn Band. I thought we were hanging out with. Oh, that's right, Secret Weapons. In the meantime, in the between time, food is the most important thing we have in life. Make sure you give the time it deserves. I'll see you next week. Peace. I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.